Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, running for the Democratic nomination for the 1st Congressional District against longtime incumbent John Larson. He joins a race that already has two other Democrats vying for the nomination as well. Jack Perry from Southington and Ruth Fortune with the school board in Hartford, also rumored to be thinking about it. Jillian Gilchrist, a state rep from West Hartford. So it's just very different setup. I mean, Larson's not used to a primary challenge ever. Somebody tried last time but couldn't get the signatures, so, and now there are multiple. And so we want to welcome in the first of many conversations, hopefully, with the former mayor of Hartford, Luke Bronin, joining us here on Brian & Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming on. I look forward to having you in studio. And, you know, I mean, first and foremost, I mean, I don't know if it's a congratulations, but, you know, we wish everybody the best of luck. I'm curious because the last time, I think it was Maude Ressi, I think was his name, you know, he couldn't get on the ballot. And obviously, I think you're a little more firmly entrenched in the political landscape here. But what do you actually have to do to make sure that you can be in the primary?
Well, first of all, let me just say thanks for having me on. I look forward to coming in studio. And, you know, when Maude ran, remember, that was in 2022. And the world has changed a whole lot since then. And I think there is a deep, deep hunger out there to see some new voices in the Democratic Party and in our politics in general. To get on the ballot, you got to either get 15% of the votes at the convention, which is, you know, a convention of delegates from each of the 27 towns around the district, or you collect a certain number of signatures, which is a percentage of all the Democrats in the district. I feel very, very confident about, you know, not just getting on the ballot, but coming in to that process ready to have a real strong grassroots campaign that's ready for a primary.
You know, I have to ask you, like, there's some tough questions here, too. I mean, you thought about running for governor before. The rumors were you were thinking about it again. Obviously, now it seems apparent that Lamont's running. Your home, I think, is still for sale in Hartford. You know, there's some people that push back, say this is opportunism. You know, talk about, are you going to take the house off the market? Just talk about how you arrived at doing this.
Look, my whole life has been about service and trying to figure out where I can make a difference. I mean, you know, Brian, I served in the military. I served in Afghanistan. I worked in the Obama administration, worked as the chief legal counsel to our governor for a couple of years, and then was mayor of Hartford for 8 years. And so at every step, I've tried to do work that felt like it would make a difference. And right now, I feel like this is where I can make the biggest difference. We have seen over the last year, the Democratic Party struggle to be clear and aggressive about what we stand for, about what we're fighting for, and about who we're fighting for. And I think as a result, we've let Donald Trump take us and take our country down a really dangerous path. And so I've been out there talking to a lot of people. I've had a lot of people encourage me to think about doing this. But I've also just, done some thinking. And I really think that this is a moment when our country and the Democratic Party need some new voices down there.
I have a good relationship with John Larson. I agree with you. I think the Democratic Party is a bit of a mess. And I try to think about, to be more competitive, what needs to happen. I'm curious, just instead of just saying, we need to make life easier, healthier for people, what is the diagnostic of the party, and what do you think you need to define yourself as to be an alternative that people will gravitate to?
I don't think there's any question that for most families, the cost of living is the biggest issue right now. And so the first piece is just making sure that we're out there every day shining a light on the fact that Donald Trump is making it worse, not better. Now, tariffs make things more expensive, not more affordable. If you send in mass ICE agents out to construction sites and restaurant kitchens and farms, then you're going to make things more expensive, not more affordable. If you're loading up a country with trillions of dollars of debt while you're giving tax breaks to billionaires and the wealthiest Americans, you're going to see interest rates go higher or stay high, which is going to raise costs. So one is just like being out there and communicating about stuff in a clear, simple, common sense way. And I don't think we do enough of that. And then on the flip side, I think we need to be showing every day that we are focused on making the big stuff like housing and healthcare more affordable. And I don't hear John talking a lot about those things. And I don't think the Democratic Party has shown enough focus on those things, which is why if you ask a lot of people what the Democratic Party is about right now, they sometimes don't know.
Yeah, that's correct. I want to just interrupt because we're tight on time. I believe that, I was extremely disappointed with the spending bill that passed because I thought it was hypocritical to make all these cuts and then not for something that not.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Not virtuous, in my opinion. They should have gone to try to get, deal with the debt and the deficit. I would have been much more inclined to see some of those draconian cuts if they were actually going to try to balance the budget. There's no sign yet that the tariffs You know, everyone classically says it's going to, you know, be passed on to the consumer and lead to inflation. We haven't seen it yet. I'm not saying it's not coming. But the debt and the deficit is a massive problem, you know, for me. But the one problem I've had with just about every Democrat is that they haven't said, you know what, maybe we need to look at our institutions and our government. Maybe we need to be more efficient, too. Maybe acknowledge that some of these institutions are sort of running away. And I think that there's a real lane there for Democrats, and they're mostly not taking it.
I totally agree with that. I think we cannot be a party that's just about defending a system or institutions that people know are broken and aren't working. We have to be about fixing them. I mean, just take an example. Look, I give a lot of credit to the Biden administration for passing the first massive infrastructure bill in a generation, which put a lot of resources into infrastructure. But if you look around the country, in most places, we haven't actually built that stuff because we've made it really hard to get stuff built in America. And we should be fixing that. We should be acknowledging it and fixing it. So I totally agree with you. A tax system that's riddled with loopholes for billionaires, you know, or things like the carry interest loophole, which just make no sense. Like, we should be honest about that and aggressive about changing it. And I think people want a tax system that is fair and simple, where, you know, middle class benefits more than the absolute wealthiest top. But can I just real quick come back to your point about tariffs? It's you actually are seeing the effects of Donald Trump's policies show up. If you compare the economic forecasts from last November with where we are right now, our economic growth has slowed significantly and costs have continued to go up. And remember, this was the president who said that he was going to drop costs on day one.
I think that, listen, I think we can debate it. I mean, in terms of inflation, it's moderate, and GDP was at 3% when people were talking about a recession a year ago, and now no one's talking about it. I'm not saying it's not going to come to pass. I'm just saying that, you know, it hasn't fed through the way a lot of people thought it would. And I'm not putting a marker on the ground saying it's 100% successful. I'm just saying I'm waiting, and honestly, until like around Thanksgiving to give full sort of judgment on this, because I think we need time to see things feed through, because there was so much pent up. They brought so much demand forward that we don't really know. But anyway, it's a discussion for another day. I obviously want to continue the conversation, and I look forward to maybe getting a debate going or a town hall with citizens asking questions directly. So I'm excited about the democratic process. I know it's your life and your career, but I think the process is encouraging.
Well, look, I think if we've learned one thing as a Democratic Party over the last year, it's that we ought to embrace a lot more competition, and we shouldn't be afraid of giving voters a choice.
Mr. Mayor, we'll talk to you soon. We appreciate the time.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Good to talk to you. Yep.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.